It's music's greatest decade. Tom Tarando is your host for this survey of Billboard's number one hit singles, uncut, along with notes and background information on the songs, the artists, and much, much more. Sit back and relive the unique sounds or experience for the first time the most dynamic artists of that era. Here's Tom Tarando with songs from another year, music's greatest decade.
All right, thanks, Michelle. As we closed out our show last week featuring the number one hits of 1966, we left you with the Monkey Smash hit, I'm a Believer, that made it to the top spot on Billboard's Hot 100 list on December 31st, 1966. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando. Welcome back to Music's Greatest Decade on GRHSI Radio. The Monkees must have had their share of Black Eyed Peas on New Year's Day 1967, signaling a great upcoming year for them. Their song, I'm a Believer, stayed in the top spot on the U.S. charts for six more weeks, finally being replaced by Kind of a Drag by the Buckinghams the week of February 18th. Kind of a Drag remained in place at number one through the week of February 25th before the Rolling Stones snatched the number one slot with Ruby Tuesday for a single week in March 1967. Here now, I'm a Believer by the Monkees, Kind of a Drag by the Buckinghams, followed by Ruby Tuesday by the Rolling Stones on tonight's installment of Music's Greatest Decade.
Love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I'm down in my mind. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. So free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind,
Welcome back, everybody. One more note about the Monkees and their good fortune in 1967. Another hit of theirs, Daydream Believer, charted at number one for the entire month of December, before yielding that top spot to Hello Goodbye by the Beatles on December 30th. So, as my good friend and colleague Jerry Toop says, always believe, or at least put the word believe in your song title, right? Here's Mary, Florence, and Diana, better known as the Supremes, on Music's Greatest Decade.
Strip me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left this trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet.
But you're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
That song, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, features several spoken sections from lead singer Diana Ross, who delivers her dialogue in a dramatic voice matching the song's drama. Recorded in Los Angeles, thousands of miles away from Motown's regular Hitsville, USA recording studio, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone was the number one song on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart for 1 week, from March 5th to March 11th, 1967, becoming the group's ninth number one single. The single was also the group's sixth number one on the R&B chart. The Supremes performed that hit song on NBC's The Andy Williams Show on Sunday, January 22nd, 1967, going to number one 7 weeks later. Penny Lane was one of the three Beatles songs that hit number one in 1967, each staying there for only 1 week apiece. Penny Lane grabbed the top spot the week of March 18th. All You Need Is Love was number one the week of August 19th. As we spoke about earlier, Hello Goodbye capped off the year by reaching number one the week of December 30th, 1967. Following Penny Lane into the number one spot on Billboard's Hot 100 list was the song entitled Happy Together by a group renamed as the Turtles. The song entered the charts at number 79 in February of 67 and went to number one on March 25th, and renting out that space for three consecutive weeks. The different iterations of the Turtles spent 6 years together, from 1965 through 1970, before breaking up and breaking up for good, and favoring each other and their record label, White Whale, with lawsuits. In 1966, Nancy Sinatra hit number one with These Boots Are Made for Walkin', and her dad, Frank, also posted a number one hit later that same year with Strangers in the Night. For 4 weeks after the Turtles' run, father and daughter teamed up and produced Something Stupid. Nancy's producer, Lee Hazelwood, found the song for her. She showed it to her dad and his producer, Jimmy Bowen. The two co-produced the song on 8-track equipment, the first time either of them had worked with any of that type of equipment. And finally, in this four-hit segment, the Supremes are back with their second number one hit in 1967, a one-week stay with the song The Happening, a song that featured two firsts for them. It was the first time a Supremes song featured a fourth writing credit, that being Frank Duvall, to go along with Brian and Eddie Holland and Lamont Dozier. It was also the first time a Supremes song was tapped as the title tune of a motion picture. Next up, four number one songs in a row, Penny Lane, Happy Together, Something Stupid, and The Happening, all on music's greatest decade.
Penny Lane, there was a barber showing photographs of every head he's had to play. treasure to know. And all the people that come and go, stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, a little tune rabbit in behind his back. He sees a banker sitting waiting for a train. And then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange, many lanes in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies I sit.
Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. To be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Together,
together? How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together. Happy together. So happy together. So happy together.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love and see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love.
Thank you.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
All right, thanks again, Michelle. Beginning the week of May 20th, 1967, two songs each hit number one during a six-week period ending the week of June 24th. Groovin' by the Young Rascals was number one the weeks of May 20th and 27th. Then Respect by Aretha Franklin unseated the song for 2 weeks before Groovin' came back again to hit number one for a pair of weeks. Both songs were finally replaced by The Association with Windy, which put a hold on that number one spot for four consecutive weeks. Windy was The Association's second number one hit in 2 years, hitting the charts with Cherish in 1966 and staying 3 weeks and coming back with Windy the following summer for a four-week run at number one. Jim Morrison and the Doors will round out this segment on Music's Greatest Decade with Light My Fire, a song that originally ran for 6 minutes and 50 seconds. Morrison said that they never wrote songs to be singles. We always made albums to be albums, he said. Jim Morrison was the son of a Navy veteran who had to move his family often. After stints in Virginia and Florida, the family moved to L.A., and Jim enrolled at UCLA and chose a name for his imaginary band, The Doors. Reportedly, the inspiration for the name came from two sources. One was Aldous Huxley's The Doors of Inspiration and a passage by William Blake. There are things that we know and things that are unknown in between the doors. The Doors became the house band at Whiskey A Go-Go on the Sunset Strip and ultimately began recording on their own. The Beatles closed out the summer of 1967 with their second of three number one hits that year, each staying 1 week in that top spot.
Set the night on fire.
I sort of jumped on this copy prior to playing that last segment, so let's try this again. The Beatles closed out the summer of 1967 with their second of three number one hits that year, each one staying just a week in the top spot. All You Need Is Love was number one the week of August 19th, 1967, before yielding that number one moniker to Bobby Gentry and the Ode to Billy Joe. We'll have more about Bobby Gentry and Ode to Billy Joe on the other side of this upcoming segment. Here now, Love Is All You Need and Ode to Billy Joe on Music's Greatest Decade.
Choctaw Ridge. today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Born Roberta Lee Streeter in 1944 in Chickasaw County, Mississippi, the 13-year-old changed her name to Bobby Gentry in 1957 after watching a movie called Ruby Gentry with Jennifer Jones. 10 years later, Ode to Billy Joe was recorded in Studio C at Capitol Records in Hollywood. It actually made the B-side of her first 45 since her label thought it was a bit too long and that people were looking for songs by groups instead of individuals. However, DJs around the country found it, played it, and it was a huge success. Ode to Billy Joe made it to the charts in February 1967 and soared to the top the week of August 26, 1967, staying there for 4 weeks. Bobby Gentry said that listeners were way too obsessed with what Billy Joe threw off the Tallahatchie Bridge. It really isn't about what was thrown off the bridge that matters, she said. It's about the thoughtlessness of the people expressed in the song. It's about unconscious cruelty. In the 1976 film adaptation of the song, starring Robbie Benson and Glynis O'Connor, Billy Joe threw his girlfriend's ragdoll off the bridge one day before committing suicide there on the next. Most listeners, however, preferred the endless speculation rather than the movie's ending.
You're You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
It was the fall of sustained runs at number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart in 1967. Following Ode to Billy Joe's four-week run came The Letter by the Box Tops for 4 weeks. To Sir with Love by Lulu was next. It stayed at number one for 5 weeks, from October 21st through the week of November 16th, before being replaced by the one-week number one song, Incense and Peppermint, by the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Let's go with our next run of songs now, The Letter and To Sir with Love on Music's Greatest Decade.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home.
For closing books and long last love.
And welcome back, everybody. As 1967 drew to a close, the nation's collective attention was drawn to stories about the Vietnam War, the death of soul singer Otis Redding in a plane crash, the Beatles' release of their Magical Mystery Tour album, and businesswoman Muriel Siebert becoming the first woman to own a seat on the New York Stock Exchange. In the music world, the Monkees returned to the number one spot for a four-week run with Daydream Believer, and the Beatles closed out 1967's number one hits with Hello Goodbye, and a three-week run, beginning the week of December 30th and extending through the week of January 13th, 1968. As always, we appreciate you spending some of your valuable time with us. We'll put a cap on this installment of Music's Greatest Decade on GRHS iRadio. I'm Tom Tarando. Here now are the Monkees with Daydream Believer, followed by the Beatles and Hello Goodbye. So long, everybody.
It rains and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it sings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Thought of me.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando. Join us next time for another year's number one singles on Music's Greatest Decade.
I need somebody help, not just anybody.